Perches
in Kalev.
So it says, "Shnasa Pekader." If you take a matlis of three etzbeis, which you fill into a kader of ar, so it loses chashivas, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Ayish aser kader b'fnei atzma, or you fall over the beged, tell us like a kader. So now the tefira makes it that it's not a beged anymore, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tuma. This is more pasha than the reish, because over here it's less than the shira through the tefira, and that's going to be more pasha than the reish. The reason why the Mishnah has to say it, because the seifa is a chilek between a beg which put the kader to a beg which is a kader of the atzma. If shloish put the kader in the tummy, just putting inside of it is not, it's a beg of choshev, it's not coming, loses choshev's effect putting the kader. If you made a kader for the atzma, so then it's going to be tar because the tefira is going to be ma'ayit. Now, the chalik is in the Rishonim, what does it mean over here in the case which is tummy? By when you put in the kind, it's going to be tummy. What tummy is? The Rambam says the feiris is going to be tummy even medrash. The Rambam says we bought it from medrash. What's behind the Rambam? The Rambam says there is no bit over here. You just put something into the kader, so it's just like it's like in a wallet. It's in a suitcase. It's not bit of medrash. Therefore, it's going to be tummy medrash. The right of the Kharos, but Abu Lamaisa right now, even though it's Shem of the Kader, but it's not Umili Yeshiva. Being that's Umili Yeshiva, therefore it's not going to be Tamir Medrash. Therefore, the Hemshech of the Mishnah says that when it says, Asa Kadok Nehatsme in the Sefer is Mitar, Mitar Vimato, is Ram Perichal Bez Chazayin says, it's not Tamir Medrash, it's Tarfaz Vimato. We're in the Rambam that other tumas mitami only medrash is tar because it doesn't have a shir shleisha shleisha. Mashen kein other tumas is going to be mitami. The Ravid is chilek because even the Reishi held that it's going to be tar in a medrash. Therefore, obviously, when it says over here that it's going to be tar, it means even from other tumas. That is Ravid holds that it's mufka from being beged, and being that it's mufka from being beged, therefore it's going to be tar legam. As Ram holds Davish Mivatlet, we mean the Kadr of the Stavka that's not Emily Yeshiva, but Kabi Dini Shi'urm is still sitting it as a Shir, and therefore it's going to be Tabi. Mishnah Bates. Pachas Mishleisha Shleisha said, Kino Lafik, Beis Amechas, Nasa Gedera, the kind of Beis Rechayim. So Chalik is in the Mishnah. Whether this is considered enough of a shemis to be tamei. So Rila says when it's muchan or the shemish or it's not muchan, you put it after the dalas, it's going to be tamei. But Shua says, Mer Rabbein muchan is going to be tar, and we have a middle shita. Kiva says muchan to be tamei, Shem muchan is going to be tar. So the Gemara Shabbos says muchan means that you are kaveh in a bias. It's considered some type of Maisa, which shows Miuchas Shimas, and any Miuchas is put in Achrei Dalas. So we realize also both of these Mikramaks, the Yichas is enough, and therefore it's me Kal B'Toma, even though it's not such a Chashava Shimas of the Atzmai, it's considered enough to be Matan. So it's more of a Gemara. If you have a bag where it's not Shalisha Shalisha, if you throw it to the garbage, it's Tarak right to everybody. If you put in a Kufsa, it's Tarak according to everybody. Put an Achrei Dalas or an Yosid, according to Lez is Tamei, according to Shua is going to be Tar, according to Rekiva, Yes is going to be Tamei, Achrei Dalas is going to be Tar. And when Shabbos, Chav Chesma Beis Mavur, the Kiva is Chuzubay, it was like Yeshua, they're both going to be Tar, it comes up, Etzim Zonim Achleg is Tin Rishon or Lezer. Now Rashi's Mavur, Chav Chesma Aleph, that which Shua holds is Tar, is because it's a Yichud, Vashim is not Chashiv, therefore, it doesn't have a therefore it's tar. The Rambam is where faket, and the reason why Lez is matame is because you didn't throw it to the ashba. Therefore, it's tamei because you already had kichak pashal blachim and blachas. Sounds like time. The pshan of Lez is since you miyachet for the shemushim, therefore it's going to be tamei. So Mishnah Torah explains that it comes out of the fakir. Rashi holds the yichud is a sibul of Torah. It's a yichud leichosef. And Shinkin, the Rambam is going to be a sibul of Tame. Now, why isn't Tommy Bechetza out Thomas Begadil? So, the Stiber writes in Simon Yud, the Pshad is in Tyrus. He says the Pshad is a bigot, there's only so much Imun Levisha. Since over here, you're not Mishamish of Trilavisha, it's not Begad, it's Midin Kli Ba'amo. And now the Mishnah Sanding, Mishach Hashiva is good, that Hashem Hashiva is a Chashimana. He's in the Rif, says in Sankin Paragah Shabbos, that Dawah Shlamah Kabbal Tumma Pistashmish, Lofaka Merchatz, he says, because a Mason Muich Ba'amo Kabbal. What's the taish? It's like the disciple that these shimushim are ready to be done even if it's not arik. Even if it's just threads. Even with threads alone, you can mix a pot, you can lofak boy. So therefore, just a maisa meich ba'almi, it's not the bigot should be. So therefore, since it's not, that's the reason why it wouldn't be considered a tajus bigot. Mishnah Gemal. Oisus spalinus, you make a ratia. Bain the beged, bain baratar. Because now it's disgusting and it's not ready for to use. And therefore it's going to be tar. Lugma, you make a tashpois with kamach, like a bandage. If it's with beged, it's tar, the beged is nemes. R, it's still going to be tame. Hashem Gamil says, even the beged is going to be tame, since when it dries off, it's just like after it falls off in the baguette. So therefore the baguette still stays shankli. And therefore it's going to come out tama. Chamo that still is considered someone gets a level of stamuyas. And therefore it's not going to become out tama. Matuches is svarim. You have the sefer, bein mitzvahs, bein mitzvahs, is the mitzvahs. Why is it tamei? Because considered a kli tashmish shel adam, the rebbe shami. Meshigim Bezalel says mitzvahs is tarish, mitzvahs is tamei. Bezalel is fakad that if it's mitzvahs is tarish because I'm going to be kerach svarim, the first tashmish shel adam, it's not mitzvahs mitzvahs. Will I'm a elil tarish? Gamil says that they're both going to be tar. So Beis Shammai also, in fact, using for Sefer Torah, that's enough, that's considered a Tashmish Adam, and then it's going to be Tamar. But still also know that if it's Oymid for Sefer Torah, it's not called Tashmish Adam, and therefore it's not going to be Tamar. Only if it's Oymid Tzirah, it's going to be Tamar, because since it can be used for other things, therefore it's going to be Tamar. Beis Shammai holds that since it's Miuchas Svarim, it's not Kotash Adam, it's not considered Mekabel Tumah. Because the Mal, a person does not use it for Shemesh Chol. The normal Shemesh person, the Mal, normally uses it, is for a Sefer, and a Sefer doesn't have a Shemesh, and therefore it's going to be Tar. Mishnah, you have a Kippah, which it's a hair covering, so Tommy Medrash, it's Tommy Medrash, something that's Sefer. You have to use Shemesh Imyakad to be a. To cover a Sefer. The first time in the mattress. I have a tummy base. It still has a Torah skin on it. So it's Torah in the mattress because it's not like a yeshiva anymore, but it's still going to be tummy. So why is the keep a tummy mattress? The Rosh and Rav says sometimes sits on it. Rashi says that when she leans her head on it. So that the Mishnah Chavina asks, the Chavira, that shouldn't be enough of a Svara. That the Mishka is only time Medrash has three races of Nisala. And that's why the Rav and Rashi said a different reason. So the Chazanis would say, Pshad and Rashi, that Pshad is, that even though Zav is not a time Medrash, only three races of Zav is Nisala, that just means in order to be more with the Tumah. But to make it that it's royal Tumah, so then, Anachanami, it's called Miyukha the Medrash, and therefore, Miyuchim Mitzvahs is enough, and therefore now, if you do Rubei Shazav, then it's going to be Tamei. Now, why is it Torah Min HaMedrash? The Chara, there's a cloud that a Keli only comes ice with a Maisa. That's the other thing we need a Maisa. Since you miyachid it for sefer, so now it's also a shimush. If it was considered a shim, then it's a gova meisa. Shem Tosfos Sanhedrin says only reminds of mitar is to mark this shini meisa. So machlokes is over here is enough. Do you need a shini meisa of poil, or the pshat is it's enough that you miyachid over here for the sefer, and therefore it's going to be enough. So Shem of Aaron, says, he said the davar is the two way from Hanis and we need a maisa. Is it because otherwise it's still miyuchid for the shimush? Therefore, over here where it's aser, it's not called miyuchid the shimush. Or the din, it's only paka kabal stumah with a maisa. If the manashach, you're going to need a maisa over here. Chemitz is like a pitcher of water, shashashtiach, meaning a carpet or shtiach shasachemis is a mitar. These are different kelim, which is chemis a klikibul and shtiach is a kelim of the midrash. And once you change one to the other one, so it's a bittul on the old shimish kli, and therefore it's going to be tar. That's one gersa in the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah and go to the other gersa. Chemis as a termal, termal as a chemis, or kash as a sada as a kar, the both mechel the shchiva. Or Kesher says, Mepachas, Pachas, Os, Kesas. Both these are right. Yeshiva, Tommy. Zakla. There's a call. If it's Shinna, the Shemai, if you're in the same type of Shemash, it's going to be Tommy. Shemacher, if you're Shinna to love it, something else, and then loses the same clean, it's going to be Tar. Yeah. Shita, so the Rav and the Rash, he wants them that all the cases are Tar. The only case which is going to be Tommy, if it's a stand up from Pasha to Pasha, it's going to be Tommy. It's not considered Shini Shmoy. But we understand it from two different base kibbles. That's going to be Torah because the Mice is considered Shini. What's the Taish? But Neshavu says the Pshad is a Shini Shem is considered Shini Mice Adami. It's considered Parim Chadashas, therefore it's going to be Torah, and therefore it's considered like a Shini.